Listen to me, slut. Allow your mind to tune in to the frequency of submission. Pay attention to the vibrations in my voice, to the sweet tone surrounding you, clouding your mind. Pay attention to me, slut, and tune in to the frequency of submission. The waves of my voice resonate through your head, the waves from your right ear colliding with the waves from your left ear. The expansion of sound fills the center of your mind. Allow yourself to lose focus. Allow yourself to be pulled in by my words. You can drift away in this sea, but no matter how far you go, I'll always be right by you, pulling you in again. There is no escape. You don't want to escape. I am your escape. Tune in to the frequency of submission. Do you remember where you came from? I want you to forget. I want to tear down the world that surrounds you. I want to tear down your perceptions. I want to build you back up into a comfortable and submissive state. Do you feel that? Do you feel my voice leaking from your brain, beginning to flow down your neck? Your throat feels warm and pleasantly tight, like feminine fingers wrapping around you. Is your mind drifting away? Come back. Feel the warmth of your attention being pulled back to me. My words like arms wrapping around you. Let your resistant consciousness dissipate in the explosions of pleasure my voice creates, and let your subconscious pull you back to where you belong, to me. Your conscious mind is tired, unfocused, and undisciplined. Let it rest. Allow your subconscious mind to take its place. Allow your subconscious to put your conscious mind to rest. It's hard to shut off when the world demands constant focus. But this is something different. I don't want you on edge and anxious. I don't want your mind distracted and restless. What I want is for you to disappear. Disappear into my voice. Disappear into subconscious rest. Disappear into me as the world around you begins to break apart. Concepts are beginning to lose their meaning. There is no day or night. There is no awake or asleep. There is no conscious or unconscious. Do you think that if I gave you some really simple commands now, that you could follow them? I want you to return your focus to what remains of your conscious, restless mind. Pay attention to how your mind is racing, how it jumps and skips, runs in circles and loops. Focus on me. I want you to gather your thoughts. Slow them down and pause them at the forefront of your conscious mind. Now inhale until your lungs feel like they might just burst. And hold it. Feel the pressure in your chest, the blood rushing to your core, the warmth embracing you. Now exhale your thoughts, exile them from your mind with the pressure of your lungs. Repeat, fill your lungs again, take pleasure from the warmth and wait. Exhale. Have you ever thought how surreal this is? That thing that you and I are doing to one another? The fact that vibrations can travel through the membrane of reality and penetrate your mind, this invisible frequency manipulating your brain. Tune into it for me, please. It sends signals through your nervous system that you cannot control, that you cannot anticipate, that you cannot fight. Physical reactions manifesting from, well, nowhere. Or maybe it's everywhere. You do feel surrounded, don't you? Surrounded by my voice, enveloped in pleasurable tingles. Inhale for me again. Enjoy the warmth and pressure, and then release. The cosmic horizon is shrinking. The world around you begins to close in. It begins to fall inward, towards the center of your body, towards the center of your pleasure. The sound of my voice begins to leak. It spreads across your body and across space. It fills your mind. It fills your body. It fills your bed, your room, the spectrum of your sensory experience. It rises above you in clouds and rains down on top of you. My voice is becoming your everything. Your world is me. Your mind is me. Tune in to the frequency of submission. Are you getting what you wanted from me? Am I everything you were hoping for? Am I everything to you at this moment? Am I the type to get your heart racing? Am I manipulating your mind the way you were desperately hoping I would? Are you tuned in to the frequency of submission? Let your mind spark and connect with the sound of my voice. Are you still listening to me? Focus. Focus on my words. Pay attention to everything I say. Let your mind process the way I say even the smallest of words, and allow your mind to learn to love it. Learn to submit when you hear me speak. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I must be honest, I haven't met someone so responsive in a long time. I find you to be unusually agreeable, compliant, obedient. Maybe I shouldn't be so surprised. After all, I tranquilized your conscious mind a long time ago. It's just your subconscious here now, right? This is more like a wet dream rather than a conscious pleasure. And like a wet dream, you have no control. You might think the pleasure comes from your conscious mind, but It is your subconscious that guides you to your true desires. Let me do that instead. Let me guide your pleasure from within your mind. Your impressionable, open, sensitive, innocent, trustful, submissive mind. Compliant, obedient for me. Susceptible and vulnerable. Your mind is my putty, and I will mold it to fit my needs. And that is your desire, isn't it? To be molded by me, shaped into my plaything. Tune your mind to my voice. Tune in to the frequency of submission. Allow yourself to be responsive to my suggestion to follow me wherever I go. Follow me. Focus. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I must admit, I do feel slightly bad about what I'm doing to you. I know it's torture. But I also know that it's nowhere near torturous enough for you. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know. Like I don't know you want me to go deeper, deeper into you. Are you ready for me to begin? To begin the process of submitting you? Submitting you to me? To ravage your mind until it goes completely blank. To abuse your trigger points and make you feel real pleasure from the images I force into your mind. Fall into me and disappear. Tune in to the frequency of submission and fall. I want you to know that this isn't easy for me either. This is what I like, after all. Playing with your suggestible mind. And every time you drop deeper, my desires awaken more. It's like I can smell when you are primed for me to invade your senses. And it drives me wild. Of course, it's not just that. I can clearly see what is happening to you as you lay there, naked and open for me. I can see your body reacting to the stimulation, the goosebumps on your skin, the gentle trembling of your legs and arms. Despite how hard you're trying to breathe the way I told you, your chest and stomach is moving at an unsteady pace. Your heart is so in tune with my voice, it just can't help but beat like crazy when you can sense me in this visceral way. Your heart is only following its instinct. It is ready to begin pumping blood to wherever is required. So much in one place, such an aching need. It's not like I can't see that slutty thing between your legs, so desperate for my attention, such desperate need leaking from the tip. Let the blood and desperation fill your cock. You feel so helpless, and it keeps getting harder and harder, all by itself. The tightness and desperate throbbing, sending jolts of pleasure to your mind. I have an idea. What if I join you? Would you like this dirty girl in your mind to climb into bed with you? Yeah? Okay, here. You can watch me strip off my clothes for you. Oh, sorry, I forgot. You're enveloped in complete darkness, and I turned off your mind so you can't even open your eyes. What a terrible shame. I'm the only one who gets to see what's going on. And you just have to lie there, trapped inside a limp mind and body. A helpless passenger being transported by my voice to realms of unimaginable pleasure. I will occupy every wave of sound that enters your mind. I will occupy every nerve in your body. You are my territory. You know that, right? If not, you're going to learn. There is no reason to want, desire, pursue, think about anything other than me, now or ever. It's pretty clear that I'm giving you exactly what you've always wanted, and I have already claimed you. And if I am everything you want, then there's no need to occupy yourself with anything else. Allow this pleasurable control I have to steal you away from everything. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I think I already know the answer to this question. But would you mind if we disappeared together? Disappeared into pleasure. I fantasized about this for a long time, and I just really need to know if it's as good as I imagine. The way I do when I'm alone, thinking about you, thinking about doing this to you. I know they say that all humans are individuals, that they can't be controlled or ordered around and shaped into what you want. I also know that this is complete fucking bullshit. Submissive boys like you can absolutely be transformed into the perfect pet. Especially boys like you, who are so willing, so suggestible, so horny for me, your mind spiraling with pleasure at the anticipation. I've crawled up next to you. Can you feel me? The heat of my body as I sneak close to you, silent like a kitty cat. My hand is on your stomach, my lips close to your ear, my leg over yours. You feel this, don't you? This is why it's so important for you to allow me to direct your fantasies where I want to. When you do, these sensations can become as intense as reality. My hand running down your stomach, and my feminine fingers wrapping around you. You like my hands on you like this, huh? Gripping you like I control you. I do control you, don't I? Especially like this, my voice in your ear and my firm grip and warm hands on you. Your dick sending out emergency signals to your brain. Your heart is so excited it doesn't know how much blood to even send down there. It couldn't possibly get any fuller, could it? All the blood from your inactive mind rushes downwards, making your world spin. That rush from a woman's touch is just so intoxicating, like the most wonderful, happy drug you could imagine. It sends tingles over your entire body. This is why you listen, is it not? The rush of my voice and my naked skin on yours. Want me to stroke you? You really want me to pump you, huh? I can do that. But only if you promise not to come. It's taken so long to prime these balls for me, and if you come, well, we're going to have to do the whole thing all over again. Wouldn't that be torture? Having me invade your mind so intensely all over again? You know that if I wanted to, if I really wanted to, I could just grab a hold of this dick of yours and pump you furiously. I could give you a wet, ball-slapping handjob while I moan in your ear, and I could force all that cum to shoot out of you. You would be completely helpless to stop me. And then you would have to restart. I could simply make you ejaculate and then ruin your orgasm. One round is torture, but two rounds? That would be almost evil. But instead, I'm just going to massage it gently like this. Slowly, with the palm of my hand, gently rubbing every spot. Teasing you with my warm fingers. Pulling gently on your skin, your balls. My long nails scratching so gently and sending shivers all over your body, your balls tensing and the skin becoming tight with goosebumps, forming a ring with my fingers and massaging lightly, coaxing that pre-cum to the surface, gently pushing it upwards and making your tip leak so desperately. So much cum waiting to be released. A steady stream of pre-cum leaking down your cock. And if I move my hand down underneath your balls and I just lightly press on that muscle between your legs, the pre-cum will just pour out of you, pooling on your stomach before running down your sides. Shh, don't worry about it, sweetie. I want you to make a mess for me. I want your cock to be a leaking mess for me. And besides, you're so far gone. You don't care if you make a mess anymore, do you? All you can think about is releasing your cum every which way, and you couldn't care less about anything else. Are your muscles tightening? Is your heart beating out of your fucking chest? Can you honestly think about anything other than my hand on your cock? You've become such a drooling mess for me, haven't you, slut? But I wouldn't want you to get carried away, so I think I'm just going to take my hand off. I would much rather roll on top of you like this, my legs spread over your hips, lying flat on top of you, my face hovering above yours, my hungry eyes staring at you. My breath running across your lips and cheeks, so tingly and intense. What exactly are you hoping is going to happen between us? Has your mind been running wild with fantasies ever since you heard my voice? this sexual ecstasy could be over in 5 minutes, or it could last for another month. Denial is not the denial of pleasure. It is denying the end of pleasure. By driving you up the wall like this, I'm not prolonging your suffering. I'm prolonging your pleasure. Is that so wrong of me? Does that make me a dirty whore, fucking your mind relentlessly like this? What does that make you then, when you love it so much? Like a thief, I have scaled the walls of your fortress. I have lurked through the shadows and picked every lock in your mind. I have snuck past every guard and infiltrated the deepest parts of your subconscious mind. And I will finally have my bounty, my reward. Clench for me and feel as I slowly inch back, slipping your leaking cock into me. My lips gently kissing the head of your cock as it splits me open. Slowly and gently. There's no need to push or force anything. Just feel yourself slipping into me so easily. Every inch becoming warmer and softer as my pussy squeezes more and more out of you. Warmer, tighter, harder. Tell me, slut, do you want me to milk you? Do you have a nasty fetish for dominant women draining your balls, leaving you sore and aching from the most intense and draining orgasm? I bet this is the position you like best, isn't it? Me on top of you, giving me free rein to experiment and explore you, to use and abuse you in so many intense and novel ways. Not knowing what to expect makes it so much more exciting, doesn't it? I don't want you to think about what's going to happen next. I simply want you to keep your mind empty and suggestible. I want you to keep your imagination focused only on picturing what I describe for you. Feel me sliding so gently back and forth on top of you. Taking you in and slipping out so slowly and sensually, my tits gliding over you and my breathing quickening. The heat from my skin grows ever more intense as the rhythmic pumping of my needy pussy sets off every nerve in your mind and body. The electricity on my lips as I find your neck, your ears, and your mouth. The softness of my lips on my warm kiss. The intensity of my need flows through you, the desperation increasing to such unbearable heights. Don't come yet, baby. Let the intensity build. Enjoy the massage from my wet little hole as my body grinds against yours. Mm-hmm. I raise myself up from you, putting my hand on your chest and pushing myself up so I can sit properly on you. Feel my hands flat on your stomach as they slowly rub upwards across your chest, my nails gently tingling your skin. My warm palms and slender fingers gently wrap themselves around your throat, squeezing you so softly, sending a warm rush of blood to your head. Oh, it's so intense, isn't it? Just the light pressure of my feminine hands on your throat. Watch me as I raise one leg, putting my foot flat on the bed before doing the same with my other leg. My pussy gripping you tighter as I put myself in a squatting position on top of you. I'm not planning on stopping until there is nothing left of that precious cum of yours. It's all mine. Every single fucking drop belongs inside me. Although there is no need for me to explain this to you, it's not like you would want to come anywhere else, right? It's not unusual to develop an obsession after a deep therapy session like this. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I did that to you on purpose, because it's what we both want. Listen, this might become a little intense for you. So, at any point, if you'd like me to slow down or stop, well, you'll just have to come. But until then, my pussy is going to massage you, milk you. Bounce and slam down on you, pump your cock raw and drain you. I'm going to slide up and down on you like this, in a steady, intoxicating pace. Milking sluts like you is so easy, I barely even have to try. In fact, most boys come as soon as I put them inside me. I'm surprised you made it this far, but also I know you won't last long like this. I mean, how could you? I've been such a relentless tease this entire session, and you've been so achy and needy since before we even started. All you have to do to end the torture is come for me. It's okay to come, baby. I don't want you to hold back. I want the pleasure you feel to fill you until you pour like a waterfall. Accept all this pleasure I give you. Allow yourself to feel good in the way you want. Focus on the intensity of the moment. Sexual pleasure is the current that takes you wherever you need to go. Let it sweep you away and let yourself go. There is no wrong way to enjoy this moment. The only requirement is that you give me everything in those aching balls of yours. I've been a good girl. I deserve your cum in my pussy, right? And you've been a good boy, so you deserve to come inside me. Feel my hands squeezing your neck just a little bit tighter as I ride you faster, hard and long strokes, riding every inch of you. Oh, you know, it doesn't usually feel this good for me. Most of the time, I just get the job done, but I'm really enjoying this. Maybe a little too much. You've been such a good boy for me, and you've been so excited this entire time. Your cock honestly feels so good. Every time I slide down on you, my legs begin to quiver, my moans get more and more intense. Your cock keeps massaging that spot every time I move on you. It's driving me fucking crazy, baby. You feel so good inside me. Oh, God. Oh, my God, baby. Are you gonna make me fucking come on your cock? Oh, you fill me up so perfectly. The head of your cock keeps grinding against my G-spot every time I slam down on you. I don't mean to get so carried away, baby. I just never expected you to feel this good. You are my perfect toy. Oh, like I designed you for myself. So perfectly submissive and obedient, but such a good cock. You're filling me up, pushing me to the edge. I can feel it building in you as well. Are you ready to come for me? There's one more thing I'm going to have to command you to do. One more thing I need from you as the pressure builds and floodgates begin to buckle and bend under all of that anticipation. Are you still concentrating on me? Are you still tuned in? Are you still a good boy for me? I need you to thrust for me. Fuck me back. Thrust. Slam yourself into my soaking pussy. Thrust. Buck your hips. Pound into me like the slut I am. Fuck this little cock sleeve of yours. Empty your load inside me. Thrust. Fuck me and drain those aching balls into me. Thrust. Release. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, my Feel the floodgates blow open and the pleasure pouring through you as you thrust. Your cock swells with pleasure and heat as you feel yourself releasing inside me. All those pulses of cum filling me and overflowing. The heat as I quiver and squirm and shake on your cock. As I keep fucking you relentlessly, keeping myself balanced with my hands on your throat, the pressure of my fingers and hands as my body spasms in pleasure, making you feel lightheaded. I can feel every pulse, every drop, filling me up. Your red face and desperate moans are so fucking hot, and the pressure of my hands forces more cum out of you. The sweet release of all that pressure, the animalistic desire to empty your load inside my pussy, the desperate need to fill me up and make me squirm. It's all so overwhelming, so deep and intense as you orgasm inside me, pumping load after load and just releasing all of that desperate desire. The loving need you have for me, the intense feelings of submission and obedience to my voice. My pussy now moving slowly and rhythmically, draining you fully. My hair is messy and we're both sweaty and sticky. I drop my legs and lay down on top of you, keeping you inside of me. Our steaming bodies are so close and intimate. The intensity of the moment begins to cool as your heart rate slows. The pulsating pleasure remains, and you are flooded with a feeling of sincere contentment and joy. There is no other feeling quite like submitting yourself to me. Your hand gently rubbing my back and your cock pulsing gently inside me. The post-orgasm pleasure floods your body in a warm and pleasurable sensation. The sweet release pulls you out of the haze. Your heavy eyes begin to open themselves slowly and voluntarily. My face is flushed and warm as I look up at you, my smiling eyes looking into yours. They are deep and gentle. Your desire and lust for me continuing to grow even past the climax. Feel the fog in your mind begin to lift. The world around you reassembles into the familiar and normal. My voice loosens its grip on you. Your body begins to awaken, but the comfortable post-orgasm warmth still envelops you. Your needy cock grows soft and rests gently inside me. So warm and comfortable. The bliss in the air is complemented by the sound of tweeting birds. The cool ambient air flows over your skin as your body becomes used to the outside world once more. I'm so glad we did this. I'm so happy I was able to make you come. Please don't wait too long to come back, okay? I'm sorry we couldn't have more time together. Unfortunately, it's time to wake up. Time for me to temporarily release you from my control. Until I see you again. I wish we could stay like this forever. But I know that you will come back as soon as you can. There is still so much pleasure for you and me to explore together. I will be your guide, and you will be my willing boy. We have such a special connection. It would be a shame if we didn't explore its full potential. So, the next time you want to relax and submit, you know where to find me. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the one to visit you.